Topic 1. Senior citizens. Cue card. Describe the oldest person you know. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what kind of person he or she is, and explain what you think about this person.
The oldest person that I know is my grandfather. He is actually very close to me. When I was young, my father was away a lot in the army, and my grandfather took on the role of my father. He is a very kind gentleman. He is a simple man in that he likes to socialise and drink with his friends at home. He is a carpenter by trade, and one time I was able to work with him when my father asked him to put a floor in our house. Once when I was going on a train trip, he gave me a whole carton of a special kind of candy that I liked. I really love my grandfather, and I believe that he loves me. He has taught me a lot about just being happy with the things that I have to do, and also to take time to enjoy life. I think that I get some of my athletic ability from him, as he knows Kung Fu. I haven't seen my grandfather for a few years, but I know that he is doing well, and I know that he will be happy to see me when I go to visit him. I believe that he grew up in a pretty rough time here in China. Things were a lot more difficult than they are now, but through it all, he always maintained a happy outlook on life. I would like to grow up and be like him in some ways. I wouldn't say that he is perfect in any way, but then, who is?
Part 3. Senior citizens in China. 1. What do people in China do in their retirement years?
A lot of them, especially if they don't have money, don't do a whole lot, and this is a problem here in China. Some of them take care of their grandchildren, and this takes up their time. In the warmer weather, you will see them outside playing mahjong and Chinese chess.
2. How have the lives of senior citizens in China changed in recent years?
Things are not as hard for the elderly people in China now. They have it easier because their children have pretty good jobs and so they're taken care of well. They can go to more places and can even drive around with their adult children, something they couldn't do in the past.
3. Would you like to live with the elderly?
I would really love to live with the elderly. They have so much experience and so many stories to tell. You can really learn a lot from them. Of course, you have to be careful around them too, so as not to upset them or cause problems for them.
4. What changes do you think will take place in the future regarding seniors' lives in China?
If China continues to make the kind of progress that it is making, then the seniors' lives will change very much. When you are richer and have money, you can do so many more things. You will see that old people will live longer and have better lives. Of course, in the rural regions and mountainous areas, seniors' lives haven't changed that much and probably won't.
5. Who do you think should take responsibility for looking after the elderly? Should they live with their children, or is it better for them to live in nursing homes?
Of course, children should assume responsibility for their parents. But if the parents' health is pretty bad and their children don't have the time to look after them, then they would have to find someone to look after them. Here in China, the parents live for their children, so it is expected that the children will live for their parents.
6. How do you think modern technology has affected senior citizens in China today?
Seniors are not so much affected by modern technology, other than maybe some forms of transportation. If you mean the internet or computers, I think that most seniors are not that concerned about them. Older values and going at a slower pace are more important to them than fancy gadgets.
Old and young. 7. What are some of the differences in attitude towards life between young and old people in China?
Young people want to see and experience all that they can. Old people are more content to just enjoy the simpler things of life, like getting together with their folks or helping with the childcare. Young people want to travel abroad and make a lot of money and buy a lot of things. Old people are just thinking about the day and what they will do that day, even if it's not so glamorous.
8. What are some of the main problems facing the elderly in China today?
Well, in the city, the elderly are not facing the problems that the ones in the country are. Healthcare is a big issue with all of the sickness that is so prevalent in today's society. Retirement is difficult because the small pensions that the old people get here can hardly sustain them. People here in China have to retire early, so there is the feeling of worthlessness that they have to face. There are some big problems facing the elderly here in China.
9. Do the elderly in China have a lot of influence on their children's and grandchildren's lives?
Oh yes, absolutely. The elderly have a lot of influence in their families' lives. You see, here in China, the family unit is very important and always has been. Our culture, as you know, goes back many years, and parents and grandparents have played an important role in this unit. Respect for fathers and mothers, grandfathers and grandmothers is instilled in each generation.
10. What role do the elderly play in the family?
Well, old people play the role of babysitter for their grandchildren. Another role that they play is moral supporter for the family. They have to cheer for the parents when they get a good job, cheer for the child when he does good in school, and cheer for the family when they make progress together. They also have to be the family counsellors to listen to and give advice to younger members of the family.
11. It seems that grandparents love their grandchildren more than their own sons and daughters. Why do you think that is?
I don't think grandparents love the grandchildren more. They just have more time to play with them, more patience in guiding them, and they don't feel the responsibility for the total well-being of the child 24/7. Plus, seeing the children of their children brings back memories of their younger years. I think it's a great thing. Grandparents give children something special, special memories to cherish and grow up with. I think that grandparents love their grandchildren so much because of how much they also love their children.
Describe the oldest person you know. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what kind of person he or she is, and explain what you think about this person. 1. What do people in China do in their retirement years? 2. How have the lives of senior citizens in China changed in recent years? 3. Would you like to live with the elderly? 4. What changes do you think will take place in the future regarding seniors' lives in China? 5. Who do you think should take responsibility for looking after the elderly? Should they live with their children, or is it better for them to live in nursing homes? 6. How do you think modern technology has affected senior citizens in China today? 7. What are some of the differences in attitude towards life between young and old people in China? 8. What are some of the main problems facing the elderly in China today? 9. Do the elderly in China have a lot of influence on their children's and grandchildren's lives? 10. What role do the elderly play in the family? 11. It seems that grandparents love their grandchildren more than their own sons and daughters. Why do you think that is?